Today's January 14th, year 2007. We're celebrating the second Sunday after Epiphany. And the first thing we're going to talk about is a little follow-up on last week's sermon, which I was condemning the mortal sin of feminism, which is also heresy, and it's also immoral, too, and it's against the natural law. I went about over that last week. And what do we see this week on PBS station? Some more of the harlot, the United States, the Judeo-Masons pumping feminism into these third world countries and corrupting the women and turning the family structure upside down. Anybody who watches these programs, front lines, or these types of programs they put on TV, you're going to find out, as I said last week, that one of the main jobs of this harlot, which is helping to bring Antichrist to power, which is really the Jews are at the top of that hierarchic structure of the Antichrist, and the Masons are below that. And one of their main jobs is to corrupt society, which the Jews talk about in the protocols even. And one of the main things that the devil does is to disrupt the family unit by feminism, by making the woman the boss over the husband, and then the children rebel against the parents. And once that happens, it's very difficult to convert people like that when they get into that type of a situation. But anyway, during this week, we had two shows on PBS. One was on Tuesday night here in New Mexico, and we're at Mountain Standard Time. It came on at 9 p.m., and it was called Cut from a Different Cloth, Burgos and Beliefs. And what that one was about Afghani women in Afghanistan, how they're still not liberated. They're still walking around modest in town. And these women aren't even covering their whole face. I agree, when you tell women to cover their whole face, that's too much. But nevertheless, the way that most of the Muslim women dress, by covering their head and just showing their face and clothes, that's very beautiful. It's modest. There's nothing wrong with that. They're infidels. I always say that. They're going to go to hell if they don't convert and become Catholic. But at least they have the natural law that even pagans have of modesty. Well, the United States wants to go over there and not just disrupt the whole family, you know, by putting women in charge of the family. They're also bringing in pornography and all these fornicating vices and immodesty. So the big thing on this was, look at how all these Afghani women are walking around modest. What an abomination. They're not free. They're not liberated. They're not allowed to run around in bikinis, you know, and show their flesh all over the place. Yet at the same time, it's weird. These feminists complain when they get raped, and they have all these rape and women abuse centers. But why are they getting abused? Because they called it on to themselves. Because of the way they're dressing. They're harlots. They seduce men, and when they get raped, they cry out and complain. But what do you want? You can't have it both ways. But really, what they want to do is have these women walking around immodest, and they want them to become like men and take over in the household. The key thrust of that show that came on Tuesday was, we're going to go in there and liberate the Afghani women who are slaves to their husbands in their homes. Their husbands don't let them leave the homes and get careers and go out there and have positions of authority. That was the thrust of, you'll notice that's what the democracies do wherever they go. It's the plan of the devil to turn upside down the family structure, which is violating the very natural law upon the heart. So these harlots, these American women, that usually have the women go over there doing the interviews. She's over there interviewing the Afghani women. They always find a couple of the Afghani women that are rebels, that don't like what's going on, and they try to incite them and get them to go against their husbands so they can get a core pack of group of Afghani rebels against their husbands and use them to be an example to corrupt the rest of the women. And when you're in power, like the United States is now in Afghanistan, they're running a puppet government over it. It's only a puppet. Afghanistan is now really under the power of the United States, and they put in their puppet government. So they're going over there now, and all these harlots, these, and usually use the women, are coming from the United States, and they're going to tell these Afghani women how they have to behave in the home. That first of all, you don't belong in the home. You belong educated. Go to school and get a career and leave the home. And how dare you listen to your husband? He has no rights over you. You're supposed to be equal. But I went over that last week. There's no such thing as equality anyway. Someone's going to take the rule, is going to rule, either the man or the woman. There's no such thing as equality. But even if you had equality, that's an abomination to God. Because the husband's the head of the family. The woman must be submissive to the husband, and her job is to stay home and take care of the house. Well, they don't like that. So she's going over there and talk to this woman. She goes, and the Afghani woman is saying, yeah, but she goes, if I don't stay home and clean the house and cook and clean and go out, and I start to talk out against these things, I'm going to be punished by my husband and by my relatives and all my family and so forth. And she goes, I do want to have equality, she goes, and I do want to be liberated, but I have to listen to my husband or he's going to punish me. So she goes like this, the American harlot, do you realize what you're saying? You got to listen to your husband, but you want to be liberated? Like, the way to be liberated is don't listen to your husband. Disobey him. Rebel against him. Disrespect him. You're the boss, not your husband. You have to stand up against them. So what is it? She's telling the woman to do this. She goes, you don't gotta listen to him. He's got no rights over you. And then the woman's kind of disgusted, the harlot, the United States harlot woman, the real bull harlot, you know, she gets her and goes, boy, it's going to be tough for these Afghan women because you're so weak and uncourageous. They're going to have to learn how to come to this on their own way. I don't know what more I can do for them, but they're going to have to learn to stand up and spit in her husband's face and say, I'm leaving the house, the heck with you. You got to cook and clean and change the diapers, and you got to do all that work. This is really what's going on. And you see this woman provoking the Afghani woman to get out of the house. And most of the Afghani women, because they still have that natural law, are not going for that nonsense. You know, they're submissive to their husbands, but they're always going in there and getting the few that don't want to obey their husbands, and they're trying to liberate them. So you already have one Afghani woman that's over here in the United States, and they're interviewing her, and she's behind this movement to liberate the women, you know? So the point, she's getting this one girl who's really weak, and she doesn't want to be liberated. She doesn't want to stay home, and she wants to have a career, and she wants to be the boss and all that. So she's working on this one. They always pick out the few, and she's working on this one woman, and she tells her, and then one woman says, she goes, yeah, well, I do want to be liberated. I want to be equal. I don't want to be a slave to my husband. I don't have to stay home and cook and clean and change the diapers and do all that kind of stuff. I want to go out and really be the boss. And she goes, but I'm getting married in a month or so, and I just don't know if my husband's going to let me or what's going to happen. So she goes, okay, well, we'll see what happens after you get married. We're going to follow your case. We're going to follow your story. So the American press, backed by all the American press and they follow this woman. She gets married, and then about a month after she's married, they get in contact with her, and she reports back to them and says, it's miserable. My husband doesn't let me leave the home. And it goes, what's the husband really telling her? It's your duty to cook, to clean, to do the dishes, to wash the clothes, to have the babies and feed the babies and change their diapers. Now, think about it. If she's not going to do it, who's going to do it? The husband? Come on, this is odious even to anybody who has a little bit of law upon their heart. But this is what's happening in the United States. The husband is doing all these jobs. That's how gross this is in the eyes of God. This is how evil the world's become. That sounds so disgusting to anybody out there who even has a little bit of law upon their heart. But people are even, they don't even have that anymore. The law upon their heart, they're denying it now. They're completely quelled their consciences. So she's saying, my husband wants me to stay home. No kidding. Like I said last week, what good are you if you're not going to stay home and take care of, cook and clean and have kids and raise a family at the home level? What good are you? Well, the whole thrust was, the whole big evil that this Afghani guy was doing was, he told his wife she's got to stay home and take care of the house. And they went, can you imagine that? What an abomination. So what they did is they financed her, smuggled her out of her husband's house and gave her a ticket to go to the United States and let her stay in the United States. So she left her husband. This harlot show, I think it was... It wasn't even like a Frontline show or something. She was called Cut from Different Cloth. They supported this woman, gave her a plane ticket, flew her to the United States. She opened up an organization to fight for Afghani women liberation, and all the United States and people are giving her grant money to make a thrust at this movement. Do you understand what we're talking about here, about the conspiracy at hand? The United States financed this woman to come here, and all these Judeo-Masonic grants that you hear about are giving all their money to this woman to do what? To go in here and say women don't belong in the home, cooking and cleaning and taking care of the children and changing their diapers and feeding them. I talked about that last week, and God gave women breasts so they can feed milk to their little children. They don't even do that anymore. There's so many things in the natural law that everybody should know. A woman belongs in a house to take care of it. They're made for that. But who is the main thrust behind corrupting the very natural law upon everybody's heart and turning up the side down the family structure? The United States. The Judeo-Masonic United States, backed by the Jews, carried out by the Masons, and backed by grant money. They're not going in there and saying, look, it's very commendable. I'm trying to preserve the family unit. The woman does have to stay home. She does have to cook. She does have to clean. Because if she doesn't do it, who does it? Besides, God has commanded this hierarchical obedience from the book of Genesis all the way down into our Jesus Christ himself and Peter. So do you see what's going on here? What is the United States backing here? Total rebellion against God. This is such an abomination to God. And then to end this little thing on... I don't have the day here, but no, do I have it? About 2 days later, I think it was one day later even, during PBS, there was another show called China from the Inside. And you guessed it, what was that show all about? Liberating Chinese women from the oppression of their Chinese husbands. Because most of the Chinese women are still under the yoke of their husbands. Do you believe that? Do you actually believe that women aren't ruling their husbands and their husbands aren't sniveling down to and serving the women? And this is what they're actually telling us. They play it off by trying to say, well, I'm not saying that. I want it to be equal. There ain't no such thing. There ain't no such thing. And those, okay, you want to be equal, right? Who cooks and cleans? Who's equal? Either the husband or the wife does it. One's going to do it, one's not going to do it, and that's the wife, the woman's job, you know? So they're over there in China now, going over there provoking the Chinese women. Their big thing was, the Chinese women in the farm areas, in the outskirts of that are not in the big cities, are all oppressed by their husbands under the tyrannical rule of their husbands. They're still obedient to their husbands, and they're still taking care of the home and the farm and all that. And they're doing all the farm work. So they portray the life of the Chinese woman in a farm as being very bad. And they always get a few bad, wicked, rebellious Chinese women who disobey the law upon their heart and don't want to do the housework and don't want to cook in the farms, and they put them on TV. And you know, I had to go out here and do this, and then I had to go out and milk the cow, and I had to plant the rice, and I got to go out and carry the water, and I got to go out and do it. And my husband doesn't treat me with no respect. And they always pull a few of these Chinese women on. But if you really got most of them, they're happy. You say, get out of here, leave me alone. I'm happy. My life is happy. They always get the rebellious ones and put them on TV. And then they go, but in the big cities, things are changing in China. Women are liberated in the big cities. They're going to universities. They're going to colleges. And they're being liberated. So if Chinese women want to be liberated, we're going to have to make this movement spread from the cities to the outskirts. So we can corrupt all China. So you see about the university systems too are now is seeding this corruption in there, and it has to move out. You even have some people that came from these suburbs that have gone into the cities, and they're working now, and they're going back out to the suburbs and trying to brainwash the rest of the women and their little kids that are out there that are still, they're related to them. They go out and visit them twice a year. That's all out in the outskirts. And they go to the little girl, I'm working real hard so I can support you, little girl, so you can go to college and get a career. That's your freedom. That's your freedom. That's how you're going to succeed. What is he telling that little girl? You're not made to have children and take care of the home and cook and clean. You're made to go out there and get a career. You're made to rebel against your husband. And this, again, is backed by United States harlots. And this, the United States is the main one because she has the most power and money to do this. England and all these other Judeo-Masonic countries are behind this because it's, when I say United States, they're the core of the conspiracy now with the most power. But it's really a Judeo-Masonic corruption. The Jews talk about it in the protocols. They say we are going to corrupt the going. We're going to turn with all kinds of vices and turn everything upside down in their life, but we ourselves are not going to preach that to our people. Look at the Orthodox Jews, how they live. They don't go for that. They will not accept feminism in their own homes, but they're the very ones that are financing it to corrupt the Gentiles, who they believe are just animals. And the stupid Masons are going along with this, and they're tantalizing mankind's corrupted nature with these things, because the women says, hey, this is great. I don't got to cook. I don't got to clean. I don't got to do nothing. I can rule the roost. You know, so they're placating to man's corrupted natures. This was on Tuesday and Wednesday of this very week, and I just got done preaching this on my last Holy Family sermon. But this is not new. If you just watch a lot of these shows, they're all directed towards that same thing. That when the United States goes into these third world countries, if they haven't already been corrupted, and most of them aren't near as corrupted, once the United States get done with them, it's all over. They put the final kibosh on the corruption. They bring in pornography. They bring in prostitution. They bring in feminism. They bring in homosexuality. They bring in disrespect for all hierarchical order through their democracies. And all these vices, they really put the topper on it when they come in there. You know, I remember even once the United States, when they went into, I think it was Iraq or Afghanistan, when they first came in there, and the Afghani people, they're against pornography, even the Muslims, and they said the GIs were in their tanks showing dirty pictures of women on their tanks to the Muslim people, and they said, this is highly offensive to us. What are they doing? And this, it was supposed to be called the Christian nation. What an abomination this is to dare call yourself Christian. We know it's not a Christian nation. It's an absolutely Judeo-Masonic abomination. All these people that profess to believe in Christ don't believe in the real Christ anyway. So I'm telling all you Muslims, don't listen to these people. They're worse than you. I'm not getting the Muslims off the hook neither. I always say that we know they're infidels. They're going to go to hell too and their false belief, but still they're not near as bad as these fallen away Catholics and Protestants that are corrupting the world through this Judeo-Masonic conspiracy, which a lot of these Arabs know. All right, so that was one thing I wanted to talk on, a follow-up on that. Then the other thing we're going to talk about here is we're talking about Poland. Remember they tried to make Christ the king in Poland? And all the people even had this good inspiration, even though they're heretics. There's nobody in Poland I know that's Catholic, even though they call themselves Catholic. But nevertheless, they did have some type of a good inspiration. The people got together and said, I want Christ to be the king in Poland. And guess who's the only force that opposed them? The Roman Catholic Church. They said the Roman Catholic Church. Well, that's one sign to us, as I said a couple of weeks ago, that ain't the Roman Catholic Church. Because no way does the Roman Catholic Church oppose the kingship of Christ in the temporal domain. That's her job, to convert not just people, but nations. I've gone over this before. I won't go over it now, but even Pope's about this. The church is here not just to convert people, but to convert nations. So that's not the Roman Catholic Church. And that's one big giveaway, I would hope, for the Polish people to wake up and say, how could this Catholic, this church that calls itself Catholic, oppose Christ being the honorary king of Poland? And that's not even good enough. It was only honorary king, not true king. That's really what he should be crowned with. But they don't even want him to be called honorary king. And these apostate bishops in Poland, who call themselves Catholic but are apostates, actually went out and say, there's better laws to pass. We don't mix religion with politics in the state. That's another heresy. To say that Christ should be separate in the church from the state is a heresy. The job of Christ is not to just convert people but nations. But the whole point on this is, I spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. I want to show you how God punished these Polish hierarchy right after this. The Archbishop of Krakow, I forget his name right now, they just revealed within the past 2 weeks that he's a communist. He's been a communist spy all the years up into JP2 until even just recently. He's an active communist spy. They have the papers on him, and it made it out into the press, the international press. Now, this happened about a week or two after Christ was to be made honorary king of Poland. And then you can see the people getting all angry at the Polish, this hierarchy, and saying, how could these guys really... some of them have to be saying, how could you guys call yourself Catholic if you're opposing Christ's kingship? These guys aren't Catholic. Then God punishes this hierarchy with exposing this communist known spy. He even admitted it now, and he stepped down. But it's worse than that. They say, well, by the time this report comes out, you're going to find out a lot of bishops and cardinals, were so-called cardinals, were communists. Absolute communist spies, which we knew anyway. Because of that Bella Dodd, who converted from the Communist Party, said that we've been infiltrating your Catholic Church with communists for I don't know how long. And people need to know, when we're talking about the communists here, the communists is nothing more than a Masonic organization. They're all Masons. The Jews are above the communists even. The Jews formulated the Communist Party and the Masons, and they used both communism, Masonry, and democracy to corrupt the world. So communism really is just another wing of Masonry that the Jews used to come to power. And so they infiltrate the church. Now we have real proof from some papers over in Poland, or I don't know where these papers got revealed, that we got this guy that's an absolute communist spy. He's the Archbishop of Krakow. Some people say we might even, if God allows it, go, you're going to find out JP2 is one of these guys. We don't know if it's going to go that far. We know he was an infiltrator. There's no question about it. But the point was that apostate anti-pope Benedict XVI made this guy the Archbishop of Krakow. And then when they were doing the TV show, they showed apostate anti-pope Benedict XVI sitting next to another cardinal or bishop, so-called cardinal, they're not real cardinals, they lost their oath, they don't have no offices in the church, but they pretend to be. The bishop or cardinal, so-called cardinal, sitting next to Benedict XVI was another guy who they found out was a communist, who exposed him as a communist spy, and Benedict XVI made him a cardinal bishop. So what are we talking about here? All birds of a feather flock together. They're all a bunch of infiltrators putting their own pals into office, or at best a useful idiot who they can trust to do their bidding. Those are the two people that are only getting, they're either an absolute infiltrator, communist, Jew, Mason, or they're a useful idiot. But the point was, this guy, Archbishop of Krakow, was appointed by Apostate Pope Benedict XVI, but this shouldn't surprise you when you look at all his heresies. This is not, see, I always concentrate on the faith first, because if you see that these guys are notorious heretics and apostates, and they believe Muslims worship the true God, and they believe God gives men the right to worship whatever God they want, and the state should be separate from the church, and they're believing in a multitude of heresies, and that Catholics are allowed to pray with non-Catholics, and false gods should be respected, well, all this should not surprise you. All I'm telling you is that God's shoving the dirt of these people into your face, and he punished them a week or two later for not making Christ at least on honorary king in Poland. And he's shown the people in Poland, and I have the feeling some of the people in the background in Poland got so angry at that. That's why this came out. And God allowed it. He says, that's it, because I can see in the background what's going on. Hey, you know, we got some evidence that these archbishops are really communist spies. Please don't expose it to the public right now. It's going to ruin the whole thing because of these few rotten eggs. Let us work with this privately. So some of these Polish people that were concerned about it were being dummied up and shut up because they didn't want to embarrass the church. We'll do it on our own. We'll appeal privately to Benedict XVI. But when this thing came out and they rejected Christ's honorary kingship in Poland, I can just picture some of these people said, that's it, I ain't waiting. I'm going to blow the lid off of this thing. This guy's a stinking communist spy. And it's not just him. They say there's quite a few bishops involved in this whole thing. And I will tell the people out there, not quite a few, it's all of them. All right? I just told you out here right now, this is the choices. They're either an infiltrator or a useful idiot. An infiltrator means you can be a Talmudic Jew, you can be a Mason or a communist, and a communist is the same thing as a Mason. It's another type of a Masonic organization. That's what communism really is. So those are the choices. That's all you got in power now. You got useful idiots or you got infiltrators. Or God's telling these Polish people, look what you got going here. This guy's an active communist agent. He's calling him an archbishop. That guy's not Catholic even. None of them are because they're holding on to heresies. So this is what I consider the little grace that God is giving over there in Poland, and not just in Poland because it's world press now. Because people are going to sit back and go, wow, an apostate anti-pope Benedict made him the archbishop, and he made this other guy who was a communist archbishop. And so, and look, he's, now what's happening this week also, another thing hit the press. The Louisiana federal court judge, I don't know if they call it federal court or whatever, I'm not sure if I got the right thing, but they said the federal courts or whatever in this country are now going to indict apostate anti-pope Benedict XVI for pedophilia and all these crimes because he's directly supporting it. He's not chastising him. He's actually helping to propagate it. And now they send an indictment against him and they're prosecuting him. They're going to prosecute him and call him to task on it. So in other words, these guys are criminals. We know about the Calvi affair. About nothing but the Masons, the Vatican really is nothing more than a mafia, a Masonic organization taken over by the Jews long ago. And the Jews are going to embarrass it and take it down into the dirt to put the final nails in the coffin. That's why it's a warning to all you people out there. If you keep calling that church the Catholic Church, what a blasphemy that is. What an absolute blasphemy. You're going to end up not believing in the Catholic Church at all then, because there's no way that that can be the bride of Christ. First of all, because there are sins against the faith, which makes it not Catholic. And all these bad fruits that are coming out of it is abundant evidence to you that that's not the way Catholics behave. That isn't the Catholic Church. But if you think it is, you're going to lose your faith in the Catholic Church and eventually go over to the Jewish Antichrist because you're going to have no hope. That I'm telling all the people out there, that ain't the Catholic Church. Any of these people, even these Protestants, Muslims, and Jews who know the real teachings of the Catholic Church, know that that ain't the Catholic Church. The Jews even know it. They admit it. They know they've infiltrated long ago. It's an inside joke. It's probably got to be the biggest inside joke amongst the Jews today, and they're all laughing. So they all know this, you know? The last to know are the people who call themselves Catholic. So, but that's your own fault, because if you're really Catholic and you're a good Catholic, you ain't going to go for it. I don't care who you are. You're not going to listen to the heresy. It's a Catholic's duty always to stand up against one heresy. If I heard a bishop who calls himself the Catholic bishop profess one heresy, he's a heretic, he's outside the church and lost his office. You don't have to profess 20 or 30, but today they're professing 30, 40, 50 heresies. They're just throwing them out all over the place. And God says, because you don't care about the Catholic faith, because that don't mean nothing to you because you don't even know it, I'm going to turn you over to these perverse people who are going to do all kinds of immoral things to you. So maybe sometimes people can wake up by these immoral things and then make a connection and say, boy, something's wrong here. And then, but I'm trying to tell the people, put your emphasis back on the Catholic faith and you would have never followed these guys in the first place. But God's given the world a little bit of a grace in what I see happening here when they say the powerful Roman Catholic Church in Poland is opposing Christ's honorary kingship and if they don't support it, there's no chance it's ever going to pass. That's the Catholic Church? They're opposing Christ's kingship? As I said last week, who do you want to have king of Poland? King Joe Schmo or King John Smith or even a George Bush or anybody? You want him to be king but not Christ, who's God Almighty and created you and give you every breath that you take? This is absurd. It's the whole world saying we don't want God to be ruling over us. And when you say the Roman Catholic Church says that I spit on, that ain't the Roman Catholic Church. I'm telling you people out there, it's the manifest sign that God has given you. All right, then the other thing we're talking about here, this is sort of like our news cap on things that happen here, is the hypocrisy regarding the Holocaust, which is the big Holocaust hoax, which we call it, and we have many proofs that the Holocaust never happened. I mentioned some of the tapes and DVDs right now here for you to get on that if you want. If you contact me, I will send you some information. And by the time you're done looking at stuff, you're going to say, boy, we've been lied to. But I want to talk about briefly on the Holocaust thing, too, because even the Jews themselves originally said that there were internment camps where they were gassing and burning prisoners in Germany. That was the early reports, 20, 30, 40 years ago. But once the evidence came out and they refuted that, the Jews then had to admit, well, there weren't anything in Germany. We were wrong about that. No, you weren't wrong about that. You lied. And you got caught. All right? So then the whole Holocaust thing shifted over to Poland, Auschwitz. And even Treblinka got disproved. So now there's only one thing left that they got to hang their hat up on this Holocaust. It's Auschwitz. My point is that in the beginning they said 6 million Jews were killed. Well, first of all, there weren't even that many Jews in Europe to be killed. There's many other proofs that 6 million Jews weren't killed, okay? And even the Jews themselves, they came out and admitted, the Orthodox Jews a second, and said there weren't even that many Jews in all of Europe that got killed. Okay, so the number keeps getting lower. It keeps going lower. So that means you lied to us. You exaggerated grossly what happened. And so I always say to this, our Lord said about the Jews, he says, your father is the devil, the father of the lies. In John 8:44, he says, if God were your father, you would believe me. He says, but you were of your father, the devil, and he was a liar from the beginning. And the father of all liars. These apostate Jews are the biggest liars that ever existed in the human race. They have told such big Wallapalooza lies to people, and because they control the press and they can back it up. Evolution, we can get into heliocentrism. We can get into a whole bunch of lies that the Jews are propagating and backing up, lies about the Catholic Church and so forth. But the big first lie, I always say, what was their big first lie? When they denied Christ rose from the dead and paid off the guards to lie about it. So the Holocaust is a hoax, if anybody studied this. But even if you didn't believe that, but you said, well, I'm not sure if Richard's right, if it's a total hoax, something might have happened, fine. But that's not the point. I want to make a second point here on top of that. I'm just telling you, if you study it, you realize it is a hoax. And there's a few tapes we can get. David Cole's. What does he call that? David Cole.
Interview with
Pieper at Auschwitz. Who was the? This David Cole is a Jew himself. He's an atheistic Jew, and he went over to Auschwitz to get to the bottom of the truth of the matter. And by the time he got done going through Auschwitz, and he got an interview with the head guy that runs Auschwitz, Franciszek Pieper, he interviewed this guy, and boy, there's lies going through the whole thing. He blew the lid off the Holocaust thing in Auschwitz. Totally. David Irving did it too in Truth and History. I have David Irving blew the lid off the Holocaust. Ernst Zundel blew the lid off the Holocaust. Not only him, there's a whole bunch of other people out there. Farris, I don't even know the guy's name. He's another guy from France. There's another guy in Spain. Now, all these guys that blew the lid off the Holocaust, exposing it as a hoax, a lot of them are in jail now in Europe. My point is because it's a crime to deny the Holocaust in Europe. It's not even a crime just to deny it. It's a crime to even question it. If you just say, well, there might have been a Holocaust, but I want to get all the facts behind it. I don't think it happened the way the Jews are telling us. Even if you do that, you go to jail. Now, here's the hypocrisy of this whole thing. At the same time, people are going to jail for denying the Holocaust or just question it. You can go out there and blaspheme Jesus Christ, ban the Passion from being published in Europe. You could blaspheme the Gospels of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and say that they're a hoax and a lie, that the disciples, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were all lying. You could call the very core of our belief lies. You could deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Messiah like all the Jews do today. You could say that the Gospel's lying, the Jews never really killed Christ, and you're rewarded and blessed. Not only are you not banned, you're rewarded and you're blessed. Can't people see what's going on here, the core of what's happening? You don't go to jail for stuff like that. Who's in power, is that telling you? The Talmud of Jews, who are pushing their agenda. You can blaspheme the Blessed Mother by horrible, blasphemous pieces of artwork. You can blaspheme Jesus Christ. And not only do you not go to jail, you're rewarded. Oh, but don't you dare deny the Holocaust or even doubt it, or you're going to jail. People, wake up. Can you see what's going on here? Where you tell me you love Jesus Christ. Can't you see who's power here? That apostate Father Harrison, he is more concerned about me denouncing this phony baloney Holocaust and his Talmud of Jews than he was about their crimes against Christ. When I told him, look what they're saying about Jesus. Look what they're saying about the Gospels. They don't believe he's the Son of God. They don't believe he's the Messiah. They believe the whole Catholic religion is a hoax and a sham. And that didn't bother that bum. Only thing that bothered him in my Woe to You Call Evil, my book, Woe to You That Call Evil Good, just read it. The only thing that bothered that bum was that I denounced a phony baloney Holocaust. And I condemned the Talmud of Jews. That got him all angry and upset. Because he went and watched Schindler's List, and so therefore it has to be true. This dumb devil. This absolutely dumb devil. Where your heart is, there is your treasure also. So I tell you people with this Holocaust thing, even if you don't believe it was a total hoax, what I'm telling you it is, if you got the evidence, I have other stuff I can send you and prove to you definitively that it's a big hoax. But even if you believe, well, maybe I think it did take place, but I want to really get to the bottom of it, this is the next thing I'm going to talk about. The fact that you're not even allowed to question this thing. The Holocaust has become sacred religious dogma to the Talmudic Jew. And any other dogma can be, the real dogmas not only could be denied, but must be denied if you want to be blessed. The dogmas about men ruling in their family, contraception, adultery, all the other religious dogmas about the Holy Trinity and the Incarnation. You can deny all those real dogmas, and nobody really cares or does anything. But you deny the Holocaust dogma, boy, you're going to get locked up in jail and ostracized from society. Even in the United States, they will fire you from your job, and you will not get a job through any group that has any connections with the Talmudic Jews and the Masons. They will not hire you. It's an unwritten law in this country that if you talk like that, you don't get hired, you get fired. It's already happened. I'm not going to go into the whole example on this. But my whole point is, I want to talk about the hypocrisy of this phony baloney country that's always shooting its mouth off about freedom of speech. Which we as Catholics don't believe in, by the way, so don't get me wrong. We don't support freedom of speech. As Catholics, you're only free to speak things that are good and holy. If you have bad things you're going to talk about in the Catholic country, you better talk them in your home only and not publicly. Because we forbid that. But I want to talk about the hypocrisy of the United States, who's lying to people with this false illusion of democracy and says, we're going to give everybody the freedom of speech, right? Everyone's allowed to voice their opinions, whether we agree with it or not. It's their right to voice their opinion. Except when it comes to the Holocaust and the Talmudic and the Jews. Now, they don't say that yet. But that is exactly what they're saying. You can question any race. You can condemn any other type of religion and maybe get a little rough on it. But don't you dare talk against the Jews, because all Jews are good. Don't you dare question the Holocaust, because if you dare even doubt the Holocaust, we're going to come down on you with the hammer. Now, this was proved because for anybody to have an honest forum about the Holocaust in a state that supports it, this happened where? In Iran, just recently. The president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, called a conference over there and he invited all the Holocaust people that have all the evidence against the Holocaust. And he said, look, what are you guys all afraid about? If the Holocaust really took place, let us come out and say what we got to say and prove us wrong. Get this thing out in the open. All we want to do is get down to the facts behind it. There's so much proof out here that this thing has been lied about, that it either never happened at all, and we definitely have proof that all their accounts that they're saying are not true. I want to get to the bottom of the Holocaust because the Jews are using that thing to blackmail the whole world, and everybody is now, it's like the religious dogma you all have to believe in. So we invited all these people that are experts on studying the Holocaust, which they call them historical revisionists. They tell, as we know, whoever wins wars.
Well, I heard they even had people that believed in the Holocaust, too, there.
He had some people that believed in the Holocaust, but didn't believe it happened the way the Jews said, that it wasn't as extensive. There were some parts that were true and some that weren't. And he had other people that we know, because when you get done with the evidence, you'll find that the whole thing is a hoax, but I'm not talking about that here. Let's say you're one of those people that are a skeptic, or at least you want to go out there and say, I want to find out, did it happen the way it happened? Why would somebody be so defensive about you studying the truth if they have it? Let me come up and make an idiot of myself. Let me get out there and lay these facts on the table and you can come up and refute me. No, they haven't done that. They never even gave David Irving and nobody an honest trial on public TV. What they do is they recreate, Anola recreated the things, and they had a guy who looked like an actor who portrayed David Irving and never presented his case. David Irving tried to get his case into the English courts through the special laws they had over there because this Jewish Lipstadt was going against him, one of his arch enemies in this thing. And she said something about him that wasn't true. And in England, you're allowed to bring that person to court and bring the facts out. But this is the first time in England they didn't allow it to happen because they didn't want Irving even to actually bring the facts out. They'll only tell you what they want to tell you about the story. But at this conference in Iran, which just took place, it was a great grace from God. Even though this Iranian guy is an infidel Muslim who will go to hell if he dies as a Muslim, I still think he has some goodwill, like King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and God's using him. And I pray for his conversion most. He's on the top of my prayer list, men like him. Because at least he hasn't been as stupid as these people who are being duped by the Jewish Antichrist that's taken over the whole world. So God's using this Muslim, like he used King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, to expose certain things. And because the United States has no control over Iran, he invited these people in there. And they said, this is the only place we can go to have an absolute free public forum without being harassed. You used to be able to do it into Spain until 1995. Spain was the last country that really put down a real crinker. They got a guy in Spain in jail now because he was questioning the Holocaust. But until 1995, people were going to Spain and they were allowed to speak about these things being unharmed. Spain was the last bastion in Europe which they could have hit out. Now Spain, since 1995, you can't even do it. Now, so they went to Iran. They invited David Duke. They invited Orthodox rabbis. Jews were there. And this is the group of Jews that don't believe Israel should be existing right now until their Christ comes to power, which is still the Antichrist. But they believe they're not allowed to have Israel till their Christ, who is the Antichrist, comes to power and then supports Israel. But these Orthodox Jews are fighting with the other Orthodox Jews. And they're battling with one another. But these Orthodox Jews seem to be of more goodwill than the other ones, because at least they're admitting we're in exile, we're being punished by God, most Jews are evil, they will admit this. But my point, and they also deny the Holocaust, they say it never happened. These are Jews that are saying this and have the proof. They were invited over to Iran. Now, when that a conference took place, you're saying anti-Semitism. Well, how could that be? These guys are Jews. They must be hating themselves. But what does that prove to the people out here? It's not about race. When they throw that anti-Semitism out in public, that word, 99% of the time when people use it, it's not about race. They'll occasionally get a real racist out there who hates Jews because they're racially Jews. But that's not, and they'll use that to try to say anybody who questions Jews or anybody who says there's an evil Jew in the world, even if there's just one evil Jew, he's an anti-Semite. Technically, really, if you attack Zionism and Talmudic Judaism over in Israel, which is bringing the Antichrist to power right now in the state of Israel. That's what anti-Semitism means. It really means you're going against our beliefs. You're not supporting our Christ. You're not supporting our religious and our political plans in Israel. That's really what anti-Semitism means. Because if it meant racism, how could you call an Orthodox Jew an anti-Semite? He's a Jew. Me even, they'll call me an anti-Semite and I'm a Jew. They have called me an anti-Semite. What has it got to do with race? See, people are being deceived out here. It ain't got nothing to do with race. They label that on people. Even Jesus said there's good Jews and there's bad Jews. And he said, you're all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3.27, Galatians 3.7. If you are of the faith, you're the children of Abraham. Jesus said these Jews today who deny Christ aren't even worthy of being called Jews in a racial sense. But my point is, it's not about race. You can understand what's going on here now. We got Orthodox Jews over there in Iran. And they're coming together because they're questioning the Holocaust dogma. They are labeled as anti-Semites. Now, David Duke was one of the ones that went over there with a few of other people. When he came back, they had a couple interviews with him on TV that we have here, and they tried to discredit him, but it backfired on him because he handled himself well in those interviews. And he came out and made a very profound point on this. He's not a Catholic. We're working on his conversion, and Brother Will's been in contact with him on email trying to convert him to Catholicism. That's our prayer for him. But because he doesn't have all the picture yet, but what he did do on that those interviews was he went out there and he said, "Wait a second," he said. First they went to him. They says, "Mr. Duke, do you realize you're going over to Iran, a highly oppressive country that oppresses women and that doesn't allow the press to have free rights in Iran?" Well, nobody really should be allowed to have free press. Free press is an illusion, right? But he goes like this. He goes, "Do you realize?" He says, "Precisely. Do you realize what you're saying? You're hypocrites." And they go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You're saying that I have no right to talk about the Holocaust, so you're prohibiting anybody from talking about the Holocaust in the free country, the so-called free country of Europe and the United States. You guys are oppressors. You're pushing your liberal agenda. You're pushing feminism, homosexuality, Talmudic Judaism, the Holocaust. You have your agenda. And if anybody talks against it, they get fired from the universities and they get silenced to the point that we got to come to Iran to have an open forum on this thing. So who's oppressing who? Who's forbidden free? Stop with the lying here. Let's be honest. You got your agenda. We all have our agendas. All right? And stop trying to pretend that everybody has this freedom of speech, because you don't give everybody freedom of speech. In Europe, he said right now, David Irving is in jail because he denied the Holocaust. And not just him. Zundel, there's a lot of people all through Europe in jail. He goes, how is that freedom? You looked at the Iranian president and say he's locking people up, and guess what? He's probably locking people up because the women are disobeying their husbands, or because somebody was looking at pornography in Iran and they locked them up and burned his pornography. And they call that oppression. But the real oppressors are these bastards in this free, so-called free world, and they have their agenda. So he poured out their hypocrisy. He said, don't you realize what you're doing? Now, amazing, after these interviews, about 2 weeks later, they let David Irving out of jail, and he was only in there for a year. He had a 3-year jail sentence. So they let him out after 1 year, because they said, if this gets back to the people, and they find out David Irving really did go to jail, and the United States was backing it, the United States even sent Ernst Zundel over there to go to jail, they're going to say, I got a problem with all this. You guys say everybody's allowed to talk about whatever they want, to the point where they can blaspheme Jesus Christ. They can say that the Gospels are a bunch of filthy lies, that they can blaspheme the Blessed Mother, and you allow them to do this and put this perverted art in museums. Yet if we deny the Holocaust, we go to jail and lose our jobs in the United States and in Europe? Can't you see what's going on here, people? Wake up. So there's a lot of things that are happening here. This David Duke exposed this hypocrisy. He said, if we're wrong, let the cards lay where they may. What are you afraid of? Why are you spending all this money and time to shut us up? Instead of presenting our position to the public, because when the public hears it, they're going to blow the lid off the biggest Jewish scam and bring an Antichrist to power, which is the Holocaust. Without that phony baloney story of the Holocaust, there is no Antichrist coming to power. There is no idolization of the Jewish race, deification of the whole Jewish race, which we see enshrined in the apostate Second Vatican Council Nostra Aetate, where paragraph 4 says that the Jews of today should not be looked upon as if they're under a curse from God, as if this flows from Holy Scripture. That's racism. Why is that racism? They're saying every Jew is blessed. They're not cursed. Are you kidding me? First of all, almost all mankind is under a curse. Especially the Jews who denied Christ. Our Lord says that in, St. Paul says in Galatians 3:11, all who are still under the old law are under a curse. Jesus says in John 3:36, he who does not believe in the Son of God is under the wrath of God. He who does not believe in Mark 16:16 shall be condemned. He said the Jews are vipers, serpents, a generation of vipers. How can you flee from the judgment of hell? He condemned Jews all over the place. Moses condemned bad Jews. I go into that in my book, The Jews, and my other book, The Sin, The Guilt, and the Passion of Christ. Just read it. Most of the Jews and most people in the history of the world are evil. Nostra Aetate is telling us that there's no such thing as evil Jews living today. They're all good. They're all good. Rosy, clean, and all good. God loves them all. They're all holy. They're all going to heaven. That's racism. And that's been going on. They've been trying to pump, that Second Vatican Council's been in the works for a good 100, 200 years before, where they were infiltrating the church with all these apostates, and God allowed Satan to have tremendous power to infiltrate the church and take it over. But what are we looking at here today? We're looking at, without this Holocaust story, there is no idolization of the Jewish race. We actually had people, Sister Marie was out there talking to one of her cousins and trying to tell her, hey, this Jewish Holocaust thing is a hoax. And she says, and she's crying, oh, how dare you, you're anti-Semitic, these poor Jews. And she goes, poor Jews, they didn't believe in Christ. When they die, they go to hell and they burn forever. That's worse than any Holocaust that can happen on earth. Jesus says they're going to burn in hell forever. Yeah. So even if there was a Holocaust, I always say that, and it did happen, all those Jews who died not believing in Christ weren't Catholic, are in hell, burning forever. And then she's like, oh, that is absolutely cruel, that is nasty, they were good people. And then Sister Marie goes, what about the early Christians and the martyrs? Don't you have any sympathy for them? We're not talking about that. I don't care about that, she said. We're not talking about that. That doesn't matter. Well, that don't matter. What about the fact that the Jews come out and deny that Jesus is the Son of God and the Messiah? And they attack the papacy and the Catholic Church and believe it's phony. Even a Jew tries to be nice to you and he's trying to lie to you by saying, I think Jesus was a good man. Well, he couldn't be just a man. He could be a good man, I mean. Because according to you, he said he was God and he was the Messiah. So you're lying to me. If you think he was a good man, why didn't you believe everything he said and everything he did? So the Jews hate Christ. They're rabid enemies against Catholicism. They were behind every revolution against Catholic countries. They were mustered up. St. Paul speaks about this in Acts 14:2. He says, the unbelieving Jews stirred up and incensed the minds of the Gentiles against the brethren. He says in Acts 20:19, he says, I'm serving the Lord in all humility and tears and temptations which befell me by the conspiracies of the Jews. The Jews were the biggest enemies of the Catholic Church down even till today, plotting the murder, the infiltration, and the blasphemies that you see today. But everybody's going to the Holocaust altars, bowing down to the apostate Jew and putting them up on a pedestal when Christ is totally demoted. The Holocaust took the place of the Passion of Christ. They now look at that as the greatest crime of humanity, not the Jews when they killed Christ on the cross, of which we are all guilty because of our sins, but the Jews are doubly guilty because they're the race that killed Christ. So you can't talk like that, you see. Do you know even that the major public TV networks would not put on Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion? They would not put it on TV. Boy, you turn that TV on and look how many Holocaust stories you're going to see. Freedom of speech, we're free. Baloney. And I'm trying to tell the people out there is really no such thing as freedom of speech. They're lying to you. Even democracy is an illusion. The people who have the money and the power and control, in this case, in the world today, right before the Antichrist comes to power, it's the Jews on the top and the Masons. We call it Judeo-Masonic conspiracy. The Jews are guiding the whole thing. I'm giving you a few little things here on this Holocaust thing, so you can, if you think I'm wrong, contact me and I will give you even more information. Or you can even look at my website. I have things on there. The proofs that these guys have gone through are devastating. The Jews have already been caught lying time and time again, even by their own admission, but they just go on and persist on other lies, and people keep going to them. It's like going to a butcher who cheats you. And you know he's cheating you. You ask for 5 pounds of beef, and he gives you 2 pounds and charges you for 5. You say, well, maybe he made a mistake, and you go back and tell him. You go back the second time, he does the same thing. And then you go back the third time, he does the same. How long? You're going to keep going to the guy, you dummy. You're going to keep going back to that guy? He's a liar. You're going to keep listening to these Jews? Our Lord said the Father is the devil and the Father lied. You catch a guy telling Wallapalooza lies like that, you don't listen to that guy for nothing. For nothing. And they're listening to these Jewish lies that have been going on for years. Even the Katyn Forest Massacre. The Jews at Nuremberg brought that up as some evidence against the big bad Nazis, you know? And they said, oh, they killed all these Polish officers in Katyn Forest. And it was a massacre. Well, it turns out that the Soviet Union released their files and says, no, the Germans didn't do it, we did it. And so now the communists did it, and this is proof now, all the world knows this, but at Nuremberg, that was one of the charges against them that led them to being killed, was that they were behind the Katyn Forest Massacre. So who spread that lie? They said there were gas chambers in Germany. Now even all the Jews today realize there is no gas chambers in Germany. What happened to that lie? Well, how long are you going to keep listening to these? These are the same people that are telling us that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are liars. Are liars, and you're listening to these people. You know why? Because you deserve them. You're worthy of them. You're worthy of being deceived by them because you hate the true Christ. How many times have I got to tell the people out there, and you deserve everything you're getting. But I'm speaking to goodwill people out there like your David Dukes, your Iranian Muslim president. I hope he's of goodwill. We don't know that. He could convert. I'm speaking to these people in particular because they're showing some goodwill. And God came to save all men of goodwill. He knows who they are. And I'm telling these people that Catholics aren't as stupid as you think they are, because the people that are out there that are calling themselves Catholic, they ain't Catholic. They're apostates. And a lot of people know that. We're speaking what the true Catholic Church teaches, and a lot of people do know that. And even though I know they're going to hate me for denouncing their false religions of Islam and Protestantism and saying that they're going to go to hell if they keep worshiping that false god, they're going to hate me for that. But I know one thing, what they're going to do is they're going to respect me for not lying. I know that. And that's always a good first start when you're trying to convert somebody. I always say this when I go up, if I ever got to meet with the Iranian guy, one of my protocols would be, when I meet you, you must let me denounce you as an infidel who's worshiping a false god, and I'll let you do that to me too, because I know that's what you believe. And then we can start talking about other things. If that can't happen, then we have no purpose to talk. Remember we were sitting down with a Southern Baptist youth minister here in town, and right when we got down to talk to him, He says, well, look, first, before we, you know, start to talk, you know, you realize, you know, I believe you're a heretic, and I know you believe I'm a heretic. He goes, well, he's trying to be polite, ecumenical. Well, we don't really believe you're a heretic. I said, no, let's stop with the false ecumenism. According to my religion, your religion is false, and you're a heretic, and you're going to go to hell if you don't become Catholic. And according to your religion, at least years ago, until this false ecumenism stuff, Catholicism is a heresy, and we're going to go to hell because we're Popish Roman. Okay, so let's get the cards on the table, okay? This is what I believe. This is what you believe. Now, let's be honest about that. I still love you, and I do. That's why I'm here talking to you. But let's be honest about it. Now we can talk about other things. But at least the person knows you're not lying. Now, let him get angry if he wants. But there's nothing worse, and I can just, even if you had a Muslim who's convicted, has some goodwill, right? And you try to sit down at the table and say, we worship the same God and we're all worshiping the same religion. That is stupid. That is illogical. It's dumb. That Muslim's going to go, this man's flattering me. This man is flattering me. And he's lying. Do you believe Muhammad was the prophet of God? Well, no, I really don't believe that. We believe Jesus Christ wasn't God, but only a prophet, and we deny the Holy Trinity. Okay? Do you believe what we believe? Well, I really don't believe it. Then how are we worshiping the same God, and we're all buddy-buddy? You see? See? Goodwill people don't like it when they're lied to. And even though they're going to be angry at what I'm saying. And I don't care about the badwill people, the religiously indifferent, false ecumenical people who have lost all common sense and logic. And that's most of the world. you know, with a woman ruling the house. Even the Muslims haven't gotten that bad, the convicted ones. But you have your Muslims also that are out there, Masonic Muslims that are out there saying we all worship the same God. And guess what? The Quran doesn't preach violence or destruction. Well, certainly does. So does our religion. Although the Quran teaches either we're going to convert, they believe we're infidels, convert them into Islam, or we're going to destroy them. Well, that's what the Catholic Church teaches. Either you're going to come into the Catholic Church or you're going to be destroyed, either by us or by God when you die and go to hell. So it is a religious war. Let's be honest. They're actually lying about what the Quran says. These Masonic Muslims, these Masonic Talmudic Jews that infiltrate and say, that Talmud never said these things. Just read what the Talmud says. It's horrible. It's full of blasphemies. They talk about the Gentiles as being soulless beasts, and that's the way they act. They really do believe that, by the way, folks. I know them. I lived with a lot of Jews in New Jersey when I grew up with them. I know New Jersey had more Jews in it than New York had. I lived in an Italian neighborhood, but there, when I worked, there was Jews around that area. And when I went to, I used to go to New York City a lot and work in there. And so I know the Jews. I know the way they act. They really do believe that. So all I'm saying to you is there's a lot of things that God has been giving us, little signs to wake up some people. This whole thing just to get you to think about the Iranian situation that took place over there. Another thing, when they were interviewing this president of Iran, Mahmoud, I think it was Brian Williams was interviewing him, and he said something, and he's talking about, why are you so angry against the United States and all this, and why are you so fearful? And he says, well, how would you feel if Iranians invaded Canada, and they were lined up all along your border in Canada? What would you do? In other words, come on, that's not playing stupid. I'll repeat this. They're all bad guys, by the way. The Iranians are bad guys, and so is the United States. We have evildoers fighting evildoers killing evildoers. That's true. But the lesser of two evils in this case happens to be the Muslims. But my point is, let's be honest about this. Let's not lie about what we're talking about here. They're surprised as to why are the Muslims all angry, because you're overthrowing their belief or their way of life. Whether it's for good or bad, I'm not arguing about that here. All I'm saying is, let's stop being stupid. They call the Muslims terrorists as if they're doing something evil by fighting back. But wouldn't you fight back if they came into your country and you had no weapons and they started turning your whole, even the natural law upon your heart upside down? Wouldn't you be doing the same thing? So come stop lying to us. The United States tries to be the knight on shining armor when they're the biggest harlot, worst evildoers that existed in the beginning of the world for corrupting. She's the harlot mentioned in Apocalypse 18. Now the Muslims are evil too, and so they're getting what they deserve too, because they didn't believe in the true Christ and attacked the Catholic Church. But still, the lesser of two evils is the Muslim in this case, and the Judeo-Masonic United States and the Jews are the worst of the evils. But there's a lot of hypocrisies people can catch here, and God could use these other evildoers who are, because even in the scriptures our Lord would say to the Jews, he would say, don't attack these Philistines because they're not as bad as these Philistines. They're obeying the law upon their heart. They're not as evil. I want you to wipe out these Philistines over here and kill men, women, and children. God would say that. But he says, if you dare go in there and touch these Philistines, I will punish you. You see, so God has his eye on certain nations that are not Catholic yet, or people that have more goodwill than others, and he might move them. But my point on this, that it just took place, if the Holocaust is a hoax, let it come out in the open. Let's have an honest discussion about this thing and stop hiding the facts. Stop locking people up in jail. Well, why are you locking that guy up? If he's stupid and he's telling falsehoods, why are you locking him up? But you're not locking up these bastards that deny Christ on TV. If these people were in a Catholic country, I tell you right now, we give them 1 month to repent, and we hang their asses up on a scaffold, and we hang them, or we burn them. That's what we do if it was a Catholic country. See, they would do that with people who profess themselves to be Catholic. But the Jews, they would say, you better keep your opinions to yourself and your home. Because if you start spurting blasphemies out in public in a Catholic state, you're dead. You're dead. Because it's our job to defend Christ in the public domain as well in the private domain if we have control of the Catholic state. That's why they hate the Catholic Church and the Catholic Holy Roman Empire. Because she also has an agenda. And her agenda comes from the true God, not Satan. Everybody else's agenda is from Satan. And it is a war. Don't let anybody kid you. It's a war. Whether you go outward and kill somebody, or whether you make him lose his job, and you make it impossible for him to get a job, isn't that killing somebody? Like they did to Rick Gonzalez up there in New Mexico when they got rid of him because he said Merry Christmas and the Jews killed Christ, and they fired him. I says, if it was up to you, you'd have Rick Gonzalez like the Irish Catholics were, starving out in the street without no food and dying. You're killing him. You have your inquisitions. They're gonna come after us tooth and nail because of the way I'm talking around, because they don't like what I believe in. Well, guess what? I don't like what you believe in either. So it is a war. So let's be honest. You're over here silencing people who speak against the Talmud of Jew right now in the Holocaust. These are the big dogs that are in power right now. These are the people that are conducting the Inquisitions. So you've replaced Catholic Inquisitions conducted for the name of the true God with Masonic, Judeo-Masonic Talmudic Inquisitions conducted by Satan. And you can have them, he's all yours. I'm telling you, some of these little things that goodwill can even men can see that's going on over here. Let's at least starting out by being honest by what you see in front of your own eyes and obeying the law upon your heart. And can't you see how this harlot of the United States is corrupting the whole world? Even goodwill Protestants, there's some out there, I know they are here. I don't know where they are. God knows them. They see that we're in trouble here. They say it. We're in trouble. We're going to go down. God never lets a country get this bad without destroying it like he did pagan Rome. Even they see it. Even I think that mayor in Louisiana, he understood that these hurricanes, he says, God is angry with the United States of America. He's sending one hurricane after another. There's a little goodwill there. And they punished him for saying that. They got really angry at him. He got railed for saying that. And he tried to come up and back up a little bit, but back off a little bit, but he made a truthful statement, you see. But I tell you, he's punishing the United States of America, not just for things you might imagine are sins, but because of all this, first of all, because they lack faith in the true God, and because of all the they're even denying the natural law upon their heart by usurping the family order, by promoting pornography, by spreading all these different lies throughout the world. Okay, so that took up the content of my sermon for today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording is produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. Visit our St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us or email me, Richard Joseph Michael Ibrani, at rjmi@johnthebaptist.us or send for a catalog to the just mentioned address.